Disc 8.
Chapter 30. You told me you and your father had made a pact about drinking, Elizabeth said. I believe you mentioned an incident with him driving under the influence and that scaring him into sobriety.
I lied.
Do you lie often? Bobby shrugged.
For certain things, you need a ready explanation. Saying my father attacked my brother with a knife isn't an explanation I feel like giving. Besides, the DUI incident happened. It was one of my father's relapses. Sobriety wasn't exactly a one-step plan for him. More like one step forward, two steps back. And around that time, I was having my own issues. So yeah, we made the pact.
I see, so you lied to me, but in your own mind it was a lie containing the truth.
Something like that.
Uh-huh. And as a child, every time you had a bruise, I imagine you had an explanation for that. And every time your father couldn't attend a school function or embarrassed you in front of your friends, another explanation, which may or may not have contained a kernel of truth?
Yeah, okay, I see your point.
You say your father is better, but it seems to me that 30 years later you're engaged in the same old patterns, including telling lies. He didn't answer right away. She thought he was working on a good line of defense, but then he surprised her by announcing quietly,
"My father would agree with you."
He would?
He joined AA 8 years ago. And for him, it's been like discovering religion. He's big on atonement. Wants to acknowledge what he did. Wants to talk about the old days, ask for forgiveness. My brother George won't take his calls. As for me, I just want to forget. My father was who he was, and now he is who he is. I don't see the point of dwelling on it.
Bobby, aren't there times when you are very, very angry? Angrier than you probably should be?
I guess.
Aren't there times when you look at the future and you feel an overwhelming sense of hopelessness?
Maybe.
And aren't there times when you feel as if everything is out of your control? He looked at her, clearly captivated.
Okay.
That's why you need to talk to your father, Bobby. That's why your father needs to talk to you. Your family has changed, but it hasn't healed. Part of forgiving your father is also giving yourself permission to hate him for what he did. Until you do that, you're not going to move forward, and you're not honestly going to love him for who he is now.